Well, the Aussie share market has ended the week on a high, the ASX 200, extending its recent run of gains to a third straight day. On Friday, the index closing higher by around 14 points or a fifth of 1% to 6,669 points. It's also the fourth consecutive week of gains as well for the Aussie market. And certainly what's helped our markets here and also globally as well has been the improving relationship between the US and China of late when it comes to trade. We have seen both sides providing some concessions and goodwill gestures as we move into trade talks next month. But the prolonged trade war certainly has still provided a backdrop where central banks need to provide stimulus to economies. The European Central Bank last night cut interest rates for the Eurozone and also recommenced quantitative easing or bond buying. We have the US Federal Reserve as well meeting next week, and the expectation is for them to also cut interest rates. But what we saw today was the financials and the banks in particular, the big four banks, underpinning some of the strength that we've seen over on the market over the past few sessions. The big four banks have now improved for the past seven sessions in a row today. CBA and ANZ amongst the bigger improvers, up close to the 1% mark. We have also seen industrials doing quite well, the likes of Qantas up around 2%, Sydney Airport's also lifting more than 1%. Virgin Australia closed the day out flat. There was an announcement from the ACCC saying that they're unlikely to stand in the way of Virgin Australia and Virgin Atlantic cooperating more when it comes to flights between the UK and here in Australia. Some of the main weights on the market, though, really coming through from the gold miners, the price of gold falling overnight. And energy also weighed down by a fall in the price of crude oil. Some of the other major weights coming from the supermarket giants, both Woolies and Coles, weaker in today's trade as well. But if we have a look at the Aussie dollar, continues to firm up to around 68.7 US cents, where it looks to close out the week.